The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Magic Mania, the Orlando Magic podcast, right here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Appreciate you guys joining us. We got Josh and myself. Luca might be on the way here soon as a little guest, as you guys know. But the Orlando Magic have been able to keep themselves ahead of water and stay in as the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, even with the injuries to Paolo, both Wagner brothers with Mo and Franz. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Paolo coming back soon. But before we get to that, I want to rewind a little bit, just talk a little bit about how this team's been doing recently, because even with no Paolo, even with no Franz, we've seen guys step up on this team, namely Cole Anthony, just doing his thing, coming off the bench and really being a microwave scorer with this team sorely needed at the time. But Josh, I just want to kind of get some of your thoughts on how this team's been able to hold up without some of their star players so far.
Yeah, I mean, last 10 games, Cole Anthony, 11.6 points, 3.7 assists, 3.7 rebounds. I mean, he's been doing pretty good. Scored 24 in New York against the Knicks. That was a big game on the road. And, it's kind of just been buying into the next man up mentality. Like you said, they're down about five players right now. So it's been tough, but Coach Mosley, I think he definitely has put the ship in the right direction, and we're seeing guys do their best with what they have. So
like you said, Cole Anthony is just doing his thing, the next man up mentality. And speaking of next man up for us is Luca, my man. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. It's been a minute. I'm joining a little late. I'm happy to be here talking Magic basketball. Appreciate y'all. It's been a minute, man. How y'all doing? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. All that good
jazz. Yes, sir. Always good to see you, Luca.
Yes, sir. We got Luca back in the house. If you haven't been checking out his content lately, his content has been looking super sharp with everything he's been producing. So make sure you guys follow him on social media. Follow also 9450 Media on social. They've been killing it. UCF basketball, Magic stuff, anything social and basketball related. 9450's got you covered. And make sure you guys follow us right here on Five Reasons Sports Network. We take care of you. Basketball, Jimmy Butler's saga, Miami Marlins, Miami Dolphins, tragic season ending, the Canes with Cam Ward and going to the NFL. Like, we have a lot of coverage down here. So make sure you guys follow us. We got you taken care of. But Luca, we were talking about this Magic team with obviously the news coming out today that Paolo is going to potentially return on one of these back-to-back games coming up, either Minnesota or Milwaukee. But before we look ahead, we were just taking a look back. Josh was mentioning how good and Cole Anthony has been playing, over the last one, speaking about, his 24-point a game against New York. He did good against Miami with 35 points against them before Christmas, right? So he's been really on a roll. So what have your thoughts been on this team without their stars so far?
I think that Cole Anthony playing to the level that he's playing right now is exactly what this team does need, especially if they're going to contend for potentially, an Eastern Conference final, if they're going to make deep runs in the playoffs. It's literally plays just like this, or, moments like this for these, I guess, quote unquote others, They need to step up whenever the big names are not available. I don't know if you guys saw yesterday, but a good example of this was the Nuggets and the Celtics game yesterday. No Jokic. no Aaron Gordon. Westbrook played a great game. It was all over the stat sheet. But yeah, man, it just shows how important depth is. And like I said, if they're going to make a deep run into the playoffs, they're going to need that from a lot of other guys other than Cole Anthony. But this is definitely a step in the right direction, especially from a team who has kind of struggled, you know, with the guard play, especially scoring in this last season. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this season, you know, with a lot of their number one scorers, you know, not being able to play. This is a big, 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 big step from Cole Anthony. And, you know, we always love to see it. You know, when Cole Anthony scores, it's fun basketball, man. He's a great interview. He's a personality. You know, we love to see when Cole Anthony puts the ball in the bucket.
Cole is a great human being. You know, like you just love to see that type of guy win. And, you know, he's been doing good, but I definitely want to show some love to other guys as well. Before I get into Jalen Suggs, I want to give a little bit of light to Goga Batadze. You know, the man has been absolutely monstrous in the paint. I mean, rebounding wise, since Franz went out, averaging almost like 11.5, 12 rebounds a game since he's been out, holding it down in the paint against some of the toughest centers, right? That the league has. So I mean, you know, Karl Anthony Towns twice he's played, you know, since Christmas. So Goga's doing his thing, but I definitely also want to show some love to Jalen Suggs, you know, because he's been really trying to put the team on his back a lot more. You're seeing a lot more intention with him trying to score, whether maybe they're not the best shots all the time, but that's what you want to see. And even also Tristan Da Silva, right? Yeah. He's had a couple of games where he's led the team against in scoring. Against Toronto, they got the win. He had 25, right? Mm-hmm. Against Brooklyn, got the win. He led the team with 21. Against Boston, when they got the win, he led the team with 18. So he's been doing a lot of great things as well. And I think really that sets this team up so much better going into the future, right? Because we always talked about what can be, you know, the essentially what can be the positive takeaway from a negative situation, losing two of your best players in this. But we saw so much of that because multiple players stepped up to this role. So you definitely have to give credit to the coach because he was the one that instilled that next man up mentality and allowed these players to continue to fill those roles. But now we got Paolo coming back, right? One of the best scorers in the league, one of the top young guys in the NBA, making his return for the Orlando Magic. And Luca, I let Josh start off last time. I'll let you start off with it. How do you feel Paolo will impact this team coming in? And how long do you think the adjustment period will be for him?
If I'm being completely honest, I don't think there will be an adjustment period. To be completely frank, I really do think – I think they're going to, like, ease him in a bit. You know what I mean? I think they're going to be a little bit cautious with his minutes restrictions and stuff like that in terms of the team-wise. But I think in terms of Paolo himself, I think he's been itching. Like, I don't think there's anything more than he wants than to get out there and go ahead and have the ball in his hands. This season, he's only played 5 games. You know what I mean? Like, and they're 22-16 in those five – with only 5 games – including Paolo Banchero. So that's a great, 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 you know, record to have. And they just, you know, beat one of the top contenders, probably one of the teams that are going to give them, or one of the contending teams in the East, in the Knicks. You know what I mean? They just beat them 103-94. So I think that in terms of the adjustment period, Paolo is itching to get the ball. And I think that everyone on the team is just as excited as he is for his return, because we know exactly the versatility he brings on the offensive side of the court. And then, of course, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, just his size alone and physicality elevates the, you know, the quality of that team that much. So I think that, you know, Paolo's going to get thrown in there. He does have a tough game because, like you said, it will either between the Timberwolves or the Bucks. As someone who has been covering the Bucks, I'm going to hope it's the I'm going to hope that he can miss a little bit. You know what I mean? But, you know, I do think that, you know, he's going to come in there, man. And he's just going to assert himself as the number one option on his team that he's been, you know, he's going to show everyone why he is getting paid the money that he is. You know what I mean?
100%.
I agree.
And I think with both those teams, go ahead, Josh, continue.
You know, Paolo, I was reading an article from, I think, Antscape, and he's saying, you know, he's itching to get back on the court. So now this week he'll get his chance. So I'm excited to see how, you know, obviously I think, you know, minutes restrictions and all that, they want to ease him back in. But, you know, the guy, he's been out since Halloween, you know, so definitely itching to get back on the court. And he was averaging 29 points before. Yeah, granted, what, 5 games, but 29 points. I think we said last season for him to get to that next level, you know, averaging 27 and more. So you know, if he continues on that path, you know, we're going to get, you know, all-star caliber Paolo Banchero. So I'm super excited for either tomorrow or Friday night. And I want to see, you know, what he can bring out there. And then also the team's coming back into town off a win against, like you said, a potential playoff series component opponent with the Knicks. So, you know, all that momentum is going to travel with them. And I'm excited, man. I want to see how Thursday or Friday goes.
And I do want to just bring up before, Jonathan, I want you to because I want you to give your piece too. Obviously, even though the Magic are doing great right now without Paolo, it just the Magic all-time record without Paolo on the court is 23-22. So I think that just shows, you know, the absolute quality that he does bring to the floor. We saw last season, I think they won like 15 games straight or something. I think at the start of the season, they came out super, super hot and were doing, you know, they were on fire, you know. So he does just elevate the caliber of that team to, you know, to from playoff level to playoff contender, you know, especially in the East that's so top heavy and can really go, you know, anybody's way.
Yeah. 100%. And I agree with you. And I think, like you said, I mean, I know Chris Middleton has had some struggles with Milwaukee lately, but, you know, with his defensive prowess, right, that's a tough matchup with somebody against, you know, for Paolo Banchero to go up against. And then, but you look on the other side of things, okay, you don't have as many looks on the rim because now you have Rudy Gobert at the rim for Minnesota. So it's pick your poison when it comes to the games that he's going to return against. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm sure he's not shying away against any of these matchups. I mean, we just saw a 40-year-old LeBron do a switch dunk on a 7-footer.
Bro, I stole that. I couldn't remember that,
you know, I'm sure Paolo's looking and itching to getting back to just being the competitor that he is. Like, you see him, he's active on the bench. He's excited for his teammates. And if you go and you're like, you know, like Josh, myself, you know, Luca goes to these games and you see how they interact with each other. The players do. It's a brotherhood that they really have with one another. 100%. And they really do celebrate each other's success. And that's the type of culture that you want in the team, where you want the next man up to feel like, hey, I'm going to go fill a role. Because now someone like, you know, Tristan Da Silva, who was maybe a little bit more tentative earlier in the season, maybe didn't know where to go get his shots, he's going to be even more efficient in his role off the back of the bench. He's going to be out there. You put him and Paolo next to each other, Paolo has a lot more space.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To work with as well now, so the team has been able to evolve even without Paolo. To now, when he comes back, he has a solid big man in the paint watching his back. He has shooters around him. He's got Jalen Suggs who can take off. He got Cole Anthony who could take some of the scoring off of his shoulders too. So I'm super excited to see what this team does with Paolo back. Like you said, you added an elite level superstar, right? That's what Paolo Banchero is now. You add an elite level superstar to this Magic team, and they become very close to that elite level status on this Eastern Conference, right? You're looking at the growth of all these young players, and you're looking at very close to a Boston Celtics trajectory with the players that this team has right now. So super excited to see what this team has moving forward. But I do want to talk just a little bit, you know, because we're about a month away from the trade deadline. There's been a lot of talks, a lot of people that aren't happy with their teams, you know, and even on the West Coast, some people, you know, that aren't looking as happy. So I was curious if you guys had anybody, you know, that you were that was maybe thinking on your mind. And I'll start off with this one. I've seen, you know, some thoughts with De'Aaron Fox, you know, and the Kings looking at a breakup there. So I think that would be an excellent pickup with that one. And also I hear that, you know, Suns and Bradley Beal potentially looking on to move on from him. I would definitely take Bradley Beal for, you know, next to that too. So just curious on some of your thoughts on, you know, maybe what we should be looking for or some of the players that you'd have in mind, Josh.
Jimmy Butler. maybe, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, things don't seem too nice over there in Miami. So, yeah, I don't know, but I do like, De'Aaron Fox is definitely an interesting name. I've heard some rumors about that. It sucks
Zach Levine,
though, because
I think, is out there too. Yeah. Zach Levine is up for grabs. Yeah. I'm pretty sure, even though like, it's one of those things to where I feel like, it's like a lot of, I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't think a lot of teams see his value or anything, but, I mean, honestly, I'm repping right now. If y'all don't know, I'm a closet Bulls fan. I love Derrick Rose. Love Jimmy, but if y'all don't know, but
shout out D Rose.
National Rose Day. Y'all saw it. I loved it. Yeah, no, but I think Zach Levine is one of those people who can get traded, but also a big one, Brandon Ingram. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's going off everywhere, and like I don't know the top teams he's projected to go to right now at the moment, but I do remember over the offseason the Bucks were actually talking about getting him, but then they kind of settled for Gary Trent. And you know, when you look at it, Chris Middleton's getting up there in age, like how much more do you really have with him? He's only regressing. It could kind of be anything, you know what I mean? It's just there's a lot of potential out there. Apparently obviously Jimmy Butler is up there, De'Aaron Fox, Zion for the Pels. Which, who knows? Two players from the Pels, but yeah, it's open. It's wide open. You know, this is the time for teams to really make that push. If they're missing any components, you know, it's now or never, really.
My question for you guys: do you guys want to see the Magic make a trade? You know, with what they have.
No, I say no.
Right. I say yes.
You say
go ahead.
I was gonna say unless it's for like. The only way I could really see if I'm a Magic fan and if I'm like someone who's working in the front office, unless I see like we talked about this multiple times before, room for an elite guard, then I don't think it's worth it. But then it's kind of like at that point, you know, I don't know what other teams are really willing to take, because if we do bring up De'Aaron Fox, I personally don't see any team giving up De'Aaron Fox and not getting someone back like Jalen Suggs. And even though it's like that is something that was may or may not be in talks and may be comparable, because I think if we're comparing Jalen Suggs to De'Aaron Fox, De'Aaron Fox is up there. But the identity, I think, of the team is just kind of – it's a little imbalanced. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's just me personally, maybe for a center, but – I kind of like what we got, you know. Maybe we're not with the progression of the Cavs. It's really tough to imagine, you know, this team going and elevating to that next level this season. But I don't know. Maybe Jonathan sees something that I don't. Maybe Jonathan is coming here and spit like.
Well, here's the thing I'm looking at. Right, there's really what this team has been. Most of the players on this team have been overachieving, but there's a couple of guys that haven't been. And the two names that I really see, Jonathan Isaac and, you know, Anthony Black, right? Anthony Black, he's doing okay, but I still think he's not doing as good as he should with where he was picked. So between those two guys, you have $21 million in salary to work with.
Okay.
And then on top of that, this team has all of its first round picks, right? So I think with those, with, you know, the salary matching aspect with those two guys, all the picks this team has, potentially a third team that you can use to facilitate a trade. I think those are the names you want to move. You know what I mean? Because I feel like there are a couple of names out there, like you said, maybe a someone else that can help facilitate and just kind of get things going. But like you said, Luka, really it would be for that elite level type player. But for those two players, I wouldn't mind moving off of them, you know, if the right type of player came about. When it comes to something like that. Because like I said, that's about $22 million in contract money where you can kind of make a pretty solid improvement with a player of that type of money. You know what I mean? So that's the main thing I'm looking at, Josh.
I think the way this team is constructed right now, I don't think you make a move. I think As Cole Anthony said in a post game interview, he said, "We are enough." And I think they have enough right now. They, it's just the injuries, man. Just what they're down: Franz, Mo, Gary Harris, Suggs. Yeah. You know, it's tough. So, I don't think you make a move. That's all I'm saying.
You know, I just saw this name. I just want y'all opinions on it because I know this is gonna strike knives in y'all neck, but. But this is someone you can get for literally chips. He kind of fills a need, facilitator, can shoot the ball. Jordan Poole. I know, the stigma with him is crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially because, he's not the most efficient player. But looking at his stats this year on the Wizards, he got 21.8 points, 5 assists, 84% from the free throw line, 40 from the three, 43% from the field overall. It's honestly not probably, it's not the best in the world, but I think you could definitely – get us, I think you can make a deal to where you're not really giving up too much in exchange to get someone like that. And like I said, he feels a need, obviously, in a perfect world, Trae Young, in my opinion, personally, but you know what I mean? But who knows? I think that definitely is a name that could be possibly, maybe thrown about, swirling, but.
Yeah, and a name that I would maybe floated out there if the team would be willing to trade him, TJ McConnell. You know what I mean? I think he's underrated player. He's got, good facilitation. He's got nice touch around the rim, always a nuisance defensively. I think he would fill a really good gap. You know what I mean? So I think I would love to see the Magic pursue someone like that. Even a Marcus Smart, right? Someone like that.
Yeah, that's facts. Yeah, because Poole doesn't really put that defense.
Right.
Yeah. So I think, someone like that can come here. He has, played on championship teams. Did he win the championship or did he leave before? I think he left beforehand, right?
I think he was just before.
Anyways, he has deep playoff experience, right, so he's got experience.
Brogdon's on the Wizards too.
Brogdon's too injury prone for me. I've seen
that's facts.
So definitely wouldn't want that one. But before we close out here, guys, I just do want to close it off on what we usually like to do, some predictions over the next couple of games. So we got Minnesota and Milwaukee in a back-to-back coming, here Thursday and Friday. And then after that, we'll go up until next Friday. So we'll got Milwaukee, Minnesota, and then Philadelphia and Milwaukee again. So those are the four games. Luca, how do you think we score over those four games?
I'd say split Milwaukee for sure. And then who would you say? Minnesota, and then who else? I'm sorry. The 76ers.
Minnesota and Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philly, that should be a line. That one should be chalked up. Easy money. No Jerry McCain. Embiid is too busy pressing female refs, to play basketball. So who knows what's going on over there? But I do think Minnesota, they're kind of like they're in a space right now, but I do think that Ant just came off that game winner. So I'm going to say Minnesota gets the win, split Milwaukee, and then a win over the 76ers.
Yeah, 2-2. Josh, how you feeling?
I think they beat the Timberwolves. I think the Bucks. It depends on – I'm going to say it depends on Damian Lillard, how he comes out and, performs. Who was it? Sixers? Yeah, there's a lot of dysfunction there. No McCain. I mean – I think they take that one. And then who's after that?
One more Milwaukee.
I say we take Milwaukee again.
Gotcha. So you say 3. What's that? 4-0 then? Milwaukee game. 3-1 or 4-0. Yeah. Depending on the second Milwaukee game. But
yeah.
That's a bold take, brother. That's a bold take.
I believe in the squad, bro. I believe in it.
No, I see 3-1 with this one as well. No, I think we lose one against the Bucks. You know what I mean? But I think it really depends which game, for me, Paolo plays. You know what I mean? If he plays against Minnesota, I think we win that game. If he doesn't play against Minnesota, I think that game we potentially could lose. Then we'd split it, right? Then I feel we split it because we win against the second game against Milwaukee, beat Philadelphia, and then at Milwaukee might be the tougher game. So maybe we lose that one. You know what I mean? But I'm saying – if I'm giving, like I said, 3-1, if Paolo plays that game one, if not, 2-2, right, with that side of things. Because the Magic, they've been phenomenal at home too. right? Three out of those games, four games are at home. So, you know, they're only playing one game on the road. That's just that last one in Milwaukee. So, yeah, I say 3-1, but if Paolo plays, doesn't play that Minnesota game, 2-2.
That's fair. That's fair.
Awesome. But, hey, outside of that, y'all, it has been a great talk with you guys. We have Paolo Banchero coming back to us. Next time, we'll be live in front of you guys. Paolo will be back. We'll be celebrating a couple of good wins with this team, and we'll get right back to you. So make sure you guys, as always, appreciate you guys watching, listening, whatever you're doing, however you want, you know, consuming our media. Make sure you guys follow us so that way you get all of the Orlando Magic updates. We'll keep you guys locked in. Make sure you follow Josh. Make sure you follow Luca. And we'll take care of you guys right here on the Five Reasons Sports Network. So outside of Josh, how do we end these shows, man?
Go Magic.
Let's go.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.